Welcome back to the Bushnell Project, and this week we're going to be talking about wisdom from above, looking at Proverbs. Welcome to October 15th, 2018, as we press on, trying to give 5 minutes of wisdom or insight or just encouragement to my Christian brothers, especially husbands, trying to be better godly husbands, better men of God, and to those who are blessed with children, helping them in that. And want to look at Proverbs. Been looking at spiritual health for the last couple of weeks, and I want to go back to the book of spiritual health, and especially for men. I think the book of Proverbs, there's so much for us from it. And I want to just give us some encouragement from chapter 1 of Proverbs. And it may look a lot like a father speaking to his son, to a younger son, but also to look at how he uses wisdom here. It says, wisdom, and this is in verse 20, of chapter 1 of Proverbs. Wisdom cries aloud in the street, in the markets. She raises her voice. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will you scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. So here she is crying out in a crowded, noisy market. That's today, right? So how relevant is that to us today, men? There's a lot trying to get our attention. And wisdom is saying, don't heed it. Be careful of it. Why keep going that direction? Listen to me while I can be heard. Listen to me while it can make a difference. Because there's a great warning here. And so, man, I just encourage you to be in God's Word. And Proverbs, what's great about Proverbs is there are 31 Proverbs chapters, that is. And so if you were to read one every day, you would always have enough for the month. And you might only get to chapter 30 a lot, like 11 out of 12 months, right? And the 31st, you're only going to get to it, I don't know, however many months that is with 31 days. I never learned that rhyme. But the reality is here, gentlemen, is that there's a great warning here from Proverbs. And here's how it ends in verse 29. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their way and have their full of their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of the fools destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread or disaster. Wowzers, man, we need to be in God's Word, seeking the wisdom, seeking wisdom like a woman that we want to go after hard, knowing that there's a great reward with this woman. So what a contrast between the woman of the world and this woman called wisdom. And this woman called wisdom does not want to seduce us. She doesn't want to wreck us. She wants to make us good, godly men. She wants to make us better husbands, better fathers, better men of God. So just to encourage you guys to get into Proverbs. Maybe as we head toward November, I know a lot of men do No Shave November. How cool is that? Maybe in November, I don't even know, are there 31 days in November? I think, I don't know. There may not be. I think there are not, actually. But we could go a proverb a day through all of November, and then maybe the first day of December we do Proverbs 31. But what if we did that? So we don't shave, but we read Proverbs, a chapter every day. And every day, pick out one verse to really meditate on from that chapter. So chapter 1, I read a lot about the wisdom and the woman, but there, in the beginning of chapter 1 are some great things from, it says the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. And here's verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction and to understand words of insight. That you could dwell on that, you could continue on because the sentence continues on in verse 3, to receive instruction in wise dealings in righteousness, justice, and equality, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge to the discretion to the youth. So what, you know, what might we be doing? Let's prepare for November. Let's prepare for the future by thinking now about what are we going to do in November to make ourselves great men of God. And maybe a proverb a day would be a good thing. God bless you guys. Have a great Monday.